Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Welcome back to Hoover, Alabama, SEC Media Days 2021. And we're in Charlotte, North Carolina at the ACC Football Kickoff 2021. And I appreciate getting some time right now. Head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, it is Manny Diaz. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you doing?
Doing good. Appreciate your time. And how's the knee? And I'm not talking about yours.
Yeah, I figured the knee is doing well. Derek is he has been phenomenal in his rehab really since the first day after the surgery. He's met every benchmark, and we still have every expectation. You know, he'll be leading us out of the tunnel in Atlanta against the Crimson Tide.
You know, Coach, you've been in sports, obviously. You know, you played him, obviously, earlier in your life. You've been in sports your whole existence. Most times hype does not live up to production, fight of the century or, you know, whatever else. I'll be darned if De'Aaron King and that offense didn't live up to it last year. That kid's a magician.
And let me tell you, it's such a great word choice. He's a bigger magician in our locker room. The impact, you talk about the hype, living up to the hype. When we brought him, you know, certainly we needed better quarterback play, but what he's done in terms of transforming our locker room, I don't know if I've ever seen one player have as big an impact on you know, 1 through 85 on the roster like Derek has, and it's like we're a new football team with him, and I owe him a lot because he's been really special.
Chuck Oliver talking with head coach Manny Diaz, the Miami Hurricanes. All right, Coach, I'm going to give you a disclaimer. In no way do I equate a spring to playing against ACC competition. However, you had two guys who kind of took advantage of reps in March and April, and one of them a true freshman. You may have a couple of right answers at quarterback waiting.
Yeah, I agree with you. We, you know, obviously one of the byproducts of not having Derek this spring is it was a ton of reps for Tyler Van Dyke and Jake Garcia. We thought highly of both young men, and both guys had a phenomenal spring. What we saw in the spring game is what we saw every day out on Greentree practice field. But it's so phenomenal that they get a chance to learn under a guy like Derek, not just, you know, the ins and outs of how to throw a football, but just, you know, how do you conduct yourselves in meetings? You know, how do you, you know, go through workouts? How do you prepare watching film, the whole deal? So, yeah, I believe the future's bright in our quarterback room.
All right. I have said that, like, one of the last things I want to do is be reminded about the 2020 season. But before we go over to defense, I got to ask you about that Virginia Tech game and your offensive line. I mean, when people use the word like warrior, gladiator, or whatever, that was your O-line that Saturday in Blacksburg. Am I remembering correctly? Ain't nobody come off for a single play.
I didn't think we were going. It's a funny story. We were leaving out on the Friday, and I thought there's no way that the plane's going to take off because we were one COVID test away from the whole thing, not being able to go. And to be honest, the COVID test came back positive. So we had five offensive linemen, we had a walk on, and we had a guy who had just gotten cleared for full contact. And we asked the coaches, we asked the players, you guys still want to do it? Because we had the out to not play, and our guys were like, let's go play. And we knew, and I told our AD, hey, listen, if we get a couple injuries, we may have to just get back on the bus and go to the airport because you just can't make up an offensive lineman. And the way that those guys played, again, like you say, it's not fun always to talk about 2020, but you want to talk about being a proud football coach. I was really proud of everybody that day because we were there against the odds.
Yeah, dude, I came on the air Monday. I was like, Miami needs to start helmet stickers and begin with the offensive linemen. Just start slapping helmet stickers on the O-linemen from Saturday. Let's flip over to defense now. You don't have quite the depth. Let me change that now. You don't have quite the proven, experienced depth at linebackers, maybe, you know, some other positions on the team. Who are the leaders like to start right now entering August camp?
Yeah, we got a big time competition in August, and I like the contestants that we have. I do think we've got some depth. I think the question is who's going to step up and take that role. Is it going to be a Corey Flagg at middle linebacker? You know, we moved Keontre Smith, you know, from striker to will, and he really looked natural for the last 2 weeks of spring ball, and now he's had a whole summer to learn it, you know, and go through training camp. So then you got, you know, young impressive guys like Avery Huff. You got guys that are a year removed from really, really major injuries like Wayman Steed and Bradley Jennings. So I think we've got the right guys, and like anything else, everybody will be pushed to their limit because we're going to have great competition to see who will be the first two out there in Atlanta.
All right, family, friends of mine, big Canes fans, don't really follow it closely, but they're Canes fans, and they're like, hey, Manny's taking over the defense. What's that like? And I said, let's heat up the quarterback. I was like, that wherever I've seen Manny taking over, Mississippi State, wherever, it's like, let's get after the quarterback. Is that a fair preview to the mindset this season?
Yeah, well, it's like we always say, you got to eat your vegetables first, and that's stop the run before you get the dessert, and it's – yeah, you got to hammer the run, and then you go hammer the quarterback. But if you don't stop the run better than we did a year ago, teams don't have to expose their quarterback to you. So that's where it all begins. We got to make a big, we've taken a lot of pride in how we've played run defense here over the last 5 years. The 4 years prior, it kind of went. We took a step backwards last year. So that's kind of the first thing first. We got to reestablish that, and then if you people in long yard situations, yeah, I mean you got to get after the quarterback. You got to affect the guy that touches the ball in every play in every sport. And in football, that's a QB.
Coach, last thing I want to ask you about is some true freshmen. And there's nothing tougher, true freshmen playing on the line, but especially the interior of the line in Power 5. You see any of your incoming freshmen who can really play, like beginning week one, maybe James Williams or Leonard Taylor, maybe anybody?
I'm excited to see what they do in training camp. They weren't able to come as mid-year enrollees, but, they're both obviously special players. I do love the fact that we've got some age and experience, some guys that they can, you don't have to throw them in there maybe before they're ready. But at the same time, I think they're talented enough to push everybody we have on the field. So that'll be one of the things that, I'll be watching over the first 2 weeks of camp just like anybody else is hey, we know these guys are super talented, but how ready are they, for the, they got to go against a Rhett Lashley offense every day in practice and the tempo of that, and just can you handle the assignments and understanding how to react to all the formations and whatnot. If they can handle that, the sky's the limit.
Coach Manny Diaz, Miami Hurricanes, appreciate your time, friend.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.